Let's see, it's July 8th, 2019, and yep, there it is. Facts still don't care about your feelings. Let's take this Epstein thing really, really slowly. The reason that Epstein, since 2008, has been free to do all of his whatever Jeffrey Epstein does on Lolita Express and Orgy Island, whatever he's been doing for the last 11 years. Think about it. Since 2008, he's been allowed to do because of this guy. That's Alex Acosta, then U.S. Attorney to Florida, and now Trump's appointed labor secretary, brokered a deal with Epstein's lawyers, and it was called the Sweetheart Deal, where Epstein was only supposed to serve 13 months in a federal prison, in a posh federal prison. In a wing all by himself, where he was only required to be there 6 days a week and only 12 hours a day. Well, that sounds like a real good deal. That's the sweetheart deal everybody's talking about, made possible by yours truly here, Mr. Beady-eyed, Trump-appointed labor secretary and then U.S. attorney to Florida, Alex Acosta. Thanks, Alex. So back then, the government dropped the ball, and now we're expecting them to protect society against the sex traffickers and the child rapists and whatever else is involved in the Epstein crime ring. But now it's being taken up by the SDNY because that non-prosecution agreement back in Florida is not recognized by the SDNY or Southern District of New York. So now we're expecting the Southern District of New York to right the wrongs and make sure that justice prevails. Guys, this is a classic case of, "Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
I'm going to protect you from the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world. Are you guys really buying this? I see YouTubers all over the place saying, "It's happening. The sealed documents are being unsealed, and all of the pedo rings are going to be exposed, and Trump's going to make this happen." If you guys still, in this day and age, trust the government, let's just run down some facts that still don't care about our feelings. In the last 100 years, over 250 million people, and this doesn't count wars, 250 million people died at the hands of a government they trusted. And we expect the government to protect society, to protect us, to protect our children from the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, from the Alan Dershowitzes of the world. These people are going to go free. One way or another, come hell or high water. And if you're holding your breath, waiting for Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know how upright everybody thinks they are. These sleazeballs, the Clintons, if you think for one second these people are going to be implicated and stand trial for all their many crimes, including their war crimes, you guys got another thing coming. I don't even know what to say. How is it that people can put their trust and their faith in an entity, i.e., government, I don't care if it's state, local, or federal, put their trust in a government and expect them to do something other than evil? Government, the definition of government, remember, two Latin words, governo and mentis. Governo means to govern or control, and mentis means the mind, to control the mind. This is all a psychological operation to control your mind, to get you distracted, deceived, and divided, to pit the anti-Trumpers against the pro-Trumpers, while the bankers are just having a field day with the Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme, this Federal Reserve note, this note of debt. They are our true enemies. They are the people who are empowering this entire dog and pony show, this smokescreen psychological operation. That's how it works. So if you're expecting a Trump administration who, after the Epstein case, after freeing a sexual predator, a noted, noteworthy sexual predator like Epstein, and then in spite of all that, hires him as the labor secretary, if you're expecting anything to be done, I'm looking for the unicorns and rainbows. Where are they? Where are they? Soft serve coming out of his ass. Hey, I'll lick that, and I'll lick it again, and I'll always trust government to do the right thing. Even in light of the good intentions to remove this guy from society, remember what Daniel Webster said. Good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It's hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was created to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. These good intentions of putting Jeffrey Epstein away, it's dangerous. There are people in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be your masters. Guys, don't fall asleep on this. This is a psychological operation. We need to ask the hard questions, and we don't need to take a side and get involved, check our minds out, and enter the doors of the cult of personality. Forget about the cult of personality. Revoke your membership to the cult of personality. Clean the cobwebs of cognitive dissonance out of your minds and just follow after what the truth is. All these pedos, there's pedo rings everywhere, and you know where the main hub, at least in the United States, if not the world, of pedogate, pizzagate is? It's in Washington's district of criminals. That's the epicenter of pedophilia, of child trafficking, of corruption, of the making of the laws that create more restrictions and more regulations and more laws and make us less and less and less free. We need to be paying attention to all this weather modification. We need to be paying attention to these extreme risk protection orders, these red flag laws. We need to be paying attention to the laws they're continuously stripping from us. We need to pay attention to the fact that we're hanging over the precipice of World War III with Iran. So I'm kind of beside myself every day that I wake up and people continue to believe that it's happening. The seals will become unsealed, and Q is right, and trust the plan, and the government is out here for your well-being. They're looking out for you, the little guy. What about civil asset forfeiture? Red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders, hiring a Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who already says he's a liar, he's a cheater, and he's a thief. Former CIA director. How about the National Security Advisor, John Bolton? War. I want war with Iran, and we must protect Israel at all costs. I know, I'm going Alex Jones on you, but guys, there's a Zionist agenda that is clear to see. Israel owns Congress. Israel owns the Senate. Israel owns Washington, D.C. Let's just call it like it is. There are way bigger fish that we need to spend our brain cells on to fry. Way bigger fish. There's it's almost like there's a blue whale in front of us, and we're just choosing to ignore the big blue whale in front of us and look at the little tiny, look at this plankton, look at Jeffrey Epstein. Something's gonna be done now, and the government will now turn coat and take care of us, like they always have, right? The government is not here to take care of you. They're here to take from you. And it's not, hi, I'm the government. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. It's, hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help myself to your stuff and your freedom. That's my rant, and I'm sticking to it. If I said anything that is not consistent with truth, not consistent with facts, if I said anything that you perceive to be dependent on feelings, because remember, facts really don't care. They don't give a damn about your feelings, okay? You can jump off a cliff all you want to and claim that gravity doesn't exist or whatever you want to call it that pulls you down toward the Earth's center. You're going down on the jagged rocks, and it'll be a bloody mess, and it doesn't matter what you believe. If you guys enjoy these videos, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give them a thumbs up, share them with everybody you know, and remember, all guns matter. If you want to support this channel, I have 75 designs in the shirt store right now. All of them are hard-hitting, including Sanford Shithole, All Guns Matter, Black Rifles Matter, you name it. Don't Bernays me, bro. If you know who Edward Bernays is, you know exactly. He's the father of public relations, and he's one of the sparks of humanity and psychology that started this whole PR propaganda campaign of showing the government how they can just whittle away at our rights, reduce our freedoms, just one fraction, just one little minute particle at a time, and pretty soon you wake up and you're like, how the hell did I get in these shackles? I love each and every one of you. You know, the words of correction are the way of life. If I've said something in error, hey, correct me. If you think that I said something that resonates with you and you think it's in accordance with truth, logic, and basic human compassion, share this video with everybody you know. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored shadow ban video. If you guys enjoy these videos, be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored shadow ban video.